quick note now before we head to the break. The African country of South Sudan has only one locally produced beer called White Bull, and the brewery that makes it is very important for people in the world's newest nation. See, many South Sudanese, who are mostly Christian, couldn't really enjoy a beer before independence because they lived under the North's Muslim Sharia law, which bans alcohol.
So beer, especially this factory in South Sudan, being the first of its kind in the region, was quite symbolic in the sense that it represents the southerners' view of Sudan.
That's Peter Biar Ajak. He runs a think tank in Juba, the capital of South Sudan, and he says there's another reason why this brewery is so important. When it opened in 2009, it was proof that it was possible to invest and run a business in South Sudan. The $50 million brewery, run by a subsidiary of beverage giant SAB Miller, represents the largest investment in the country outside of the oil industry. But unfortunately, that investment is under threat now. South Sudan is in the middle of a civil war, and oil sales, the country's main source of revenue, are way down. Ajak says that spells trouble, because South Sudan depends on that revenue for everything.
South Sudan does not produce anything. It imports everything, including food, from neighboring countries. And to do that, it needs foreign exchange.
So aside from water, all the ingredients needed to make White Bull beer, grain, sugar, yeast, come from outside South Sudan. And they're getting more and more expensive as the civil war drags on. The brewery has already sent some workers home, and it may close altogether if things don't improve soon. Peter Biar Ajak in Juba says that would be a big blow for the country as a whole. But he says if the brewery does shut down, there could be an upside too.
South Sudan is a conflict society. People here have been traumatized. So a lot of people have grown up through the war, they have experienced it, and access to alcohol has quite dramatically led to addiction.
Closing the White Bull Brewery wouldn't completely eliminate that problem, though. People in South Sudan would still be able to buy beer from neighboring countries, such as Kenya and Uganda, but they'd have to pay a lot more for a drink.